Rain coming from the east this afternoon. Well, it was cloudy for the day. Highs of 7 to 10 degrees. Today, FM News, we'll have more at 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Happy Friday afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday afternoon. We did it. Well done.
It is Dara Quilty in and on Today FM. We've got Ben on the news this afternoon.
Hello.
And the young beauty queen, Philip Egan, with Off the Ball. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, thanks.
Unique New York. Phil, do you do warm-ups before reading for Off the Ball?
No, do you know what happens? I'm in early, get a taxi in. Usually a conversation with a taxi driver will get the vocal cords warmed up.
What do you think about your man Ronaldo, yeah?
Better off without him.
Ben, do you do the warm-up?
I don't. I come in raw. Raw and dry.
Yeah. I can see you, Ben, in the gentlemen's dressing rooms here in the Today FM studios, looking yourself dead in the mirror. The bishop wore buttless chaps to the bar mitzvah. The bishop, the buttless chaps. Actually, we're quite like I could be Ron Burgundy.
Sure.
Phil, you could be Champ.
I knew you were going to say that. He'd be just constantly sitting outside the HR department.
Well, you do have a matching hat.
Yeah,
we poke out at the same barber.
You wear the cowboy hat.
Sports guys.
Similar sports guys, Champ. Now, the question, Phil, is Ben on the news. We've two options. Ben is going to be all-round slickster Brian Fontana because he does the news there, or he also does weather, which means Ben could be Brick.
I do like the weather.
These are the Anchorman people. I'm certainly, without a doubt, tall, charismatic Ron Burgundy. And we are on in the afternoons as well. The Anchorman came out in 2004. The song, Afternoon Delight. Can you pull up the lyrics for that, Ben?
Yep, I can do, yeah.
Can you pull up the lyrics and can you read the first two lines to me in your news voice, please?
Hold on.
Something.
And a little bit of night of day. Isn't gonna that? Find my baby. Gonna hold her tight. Gonna grab some afternoon delight.
We're gonna grab some afternoon delight here on Today FM this afternoon. Between the three of us, I'd say we could pull off that song. The harmonies. Phil, you're gonna be Champ. You're gonna do the woo! Afternoon delight. Whoop. Can you do that, Phil?
I'll give it a try.
All right, let's see here. Let me pull up a virtual.
What key are we doing this in, Dara?
Virtual piano. Let's have a look here. Virtual piano. I'm thinking, Ben, you might be a little bit of a baritone. Phil and I, absolute tenors here. I'm thinking natural C. C natural, maybe.
Cool. Do, re, mi, fa.
Yeah, lovely. Have you got the lyrics?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be Ron. Ron starts it off. If I'm a big old hunter, I can grab something. You guys come in for the second bit with the harmonies.
Cool.
Best of luck.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking I'll be working on my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight.
I'm not sure about this, Quilty. That sounds mad.
Sounds like you've mental problems.
Yeah, mental problems.
Afternoon delight.
Dara Quilty. Playing the music you love.
Neo, that is called Closer on Today FM, playing the music you love. It is Dara Quilty here and Britney Spears over there. Hello, Britney.
Hi, it's Britney Spears wishing you a happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So here's the thing that I've designed here for you, right? You have another half boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. This wouldn't be suitable for somebody you're just kind of dating early doors. Wouldn't be suitable. So I'm going to let you in on it. This is what I've done. I've designed an email that's come into Today FM. You're going to have to go with me on this now. I've written it out. Emer Shannon has proofread it. You would say that it is a real, true testament to a loving relationship,
it's
isn't
very
it?
Very kind.
Yeah. I've written a really kind email that is rather generic, and there's no names in it. No names, no sexual orientation, no gender. It's one person writing to another, expressing true love and thanks on Valentine's Day. So this is what I want you to do. Whip your phone out, text your other half and say, hey, this is a bit out of the blue, but I really need you to turn on Today FM right now. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to play a song, give them about 3 minutes to turn on the radio station on the app or whatever. And then when I come back, I'm going to be like, oh, I got this email in from a listener. They want to remain anonymous. I read it out, and then your other half is sitting there listening to it, thinking it is all for them. Trust me on this. It's very romantic, and it's really, really beautiful, and they will absolutely fall for it. So text your other half, WhatsApp them, say, hey, listen, I need you to switch on Today FM right now. It's really important. I give you about 3 minutes to do that. And then I'll read out this message as if, Emer, I just got this email in, you know, and we'll go for those. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes. Text your other half. Turn on Today FM while I play Sam Smith. Everybody's looking for somebody. I don't usually do this kind of stuff on the air, but I wanted to read this email out that I got in. It being Valentine's Day and all, and most people think I have a black heart, but I am. I want to read out this email because apparently the person that it's intended for is listening to the radio station at the moment. This came into Today FM earlier on, and apparently the person that this is intended for was told to listen now at this time. This email came in. Hey, really appreciate you agreeing to do this. I'd prefer if you don't read out our names, as we're not really PDA people. The person this is intended for knows who they are, and they should be listening to Today FM now, as I texted them a couple of minutes ago and I told them to tune in. I just want to let them know that I love them. I love them more than they'll ever know. They really and truly make my life better every single day, and I genuinely feel like the luckiest person on the planet. I know I can be difficult at times, and I can seem distant, distracted, or even in a bad mood. Every single time I look into your eyes, I instantly feel better. I feel safe and I feel at home. I know you're probably embarrassed right now hearing this on national radio, but it is the truth. I'm in awe of the love you have to give, your compassion, empathy, patience, and understanding. I hope to continue to grow and learn from you for many years to come. I wanted to give you a Valentine's Day with a difference this year because you deserve it. You make me a better person every day, and I love you. Happy Valentine's Day from you know who. Well, that's lovely. Thanks very much, and it says their name at the bottom. I hope your other half got to hear this because that is a really beautiful email. We'll play this for you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. It's Adele on Today FM. Dermot Kennedy, that is called One Life. You are on Today FM playing the music that you love. It is Dara Quilty on for the afternoon. Voice notes coming in. The beautiful email we just read out there. Oh my goodness me. 087-4100-102.
So I rang my girlfriend and I said to her, I said, talking to her for a minute, and I said, do you have Today FM on? She said, yeah. She was like, when I heard the phone ring, she was like, I bet you he's going to do that now. I got caught rotten.
No. Voice note.
Oh my God, don't play this on the radio because my boyfriend might still be listening.
Too late.
But that was so funny. I'm crying laughing. Like, oh my God. He completely believed it and was like, oh, thanks so much. Like, you're the best. Oh my God.
You're welcome. Anybody else there on voice notes?
Yes, Dara, legend.
I mean, come on. Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero on Today FM. This is Dara Quilty playing the music you love on text and WhatsApp. Our number 087-4100. 102. little bit of an emotional day for me today. Eimear Shannon, producing the show, knows all about this.
It's been a long, hard day for you, I know.
I've been fostering a gorgeous dog, Riley, from the DSPCA since Christmas. I've held on to her for a couple of weeks. You've seen the pictures, Eimear. She's like brown, a little bit of a lurcher, very cute. Little white spots on her nose. She's been in my house. She's had no accidents, no pees, no poos, anywhere.
That's impressive.
Initially, she was supposed to sleep downstairs, but then I took her up to my bed.
Of course.
Anyway, Riley and I had to bring her back to the shelter because I was only fostering. And honestly, every morning, wake up, she's bounding around the place. I swear to God, this morning when I was returning her to the DSPCA, she did not want to get out of the bed. Listen.
Come on. Let's go. Come on.
This is the first morning I've gotten out of bed to go downstairs that she doesn't move. Riley, come on. Usually she's bouncing around the place. It's as if she knows.
What is this, girl? What's wrong? What's wrong? What happened?
Like, she sat there in her blanket just looking at me going, where are we going? Where are we going? So anyway, eventually we got her up, we got her out and went up to the DSPCA to meet with the amazing animal shelter staff. And this is how we got on today.
Hello, how are you?
That was a long Christmas, Buster.
Listen.
You can give me her and then...
Good. Sorry, I was... Wrap her around my arm. Very sad, yeah. Hello. She's becoming a little fatty, isn't she?
She's put on weight.
A lot of weight.
Yeah, great weight.
She's about twice as strong. She is like excellent.
Yeah.
In the house.
Okay. Yeah. So toilet training.
She didn't pee
once.
She didn't
pee once. She waited till the morning. She sleeps.
Yeah, through the night.
Suzanne, Riley and I made our way over to Rehoming, where we met Tanya Clark, head of adoptions.
Are you about to cry?
Oh, lovely paw.
Hi, Riley.
She's like, oh, geez.
I hope you notice how fat she is.
Yeah, she's so fat. Did you get lots of exercise?
She'd be an unreal dog for a couple.
Like a retired couple or just a normal young couple?
Yeah, she's so good.
Okay.
At this ball she has in that bag.
Okay.
Like,
obsessed.
Obsessed. Sleeps with us. Takes the bed.
Kennel 24 was all set for Riley, so I brought her in with her squeaky green tennis ball toy that she loves, her special blanket, and I settled her into the bed. Closing the door behind her was tough, but naturally, I cover up my emotions with humour.
There she's like, oh, you'll be back after the show, won't you? She's so pretty. I'm not going to cry, don't worry, guys.
No, I'm
not going to cry.
Suzanne actually did get a little upset.
So I'm not crying, but Suzanne is now crying. Are you all right, love?
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I will be fine. You made me cry because, you know, you should be crying, not me.
Suzanne McGovern is head of corporate relations, and after we composed ourselves, we sat down over tea and discussed how vitally important donations are to the DSPCA.
Like many other rescues all across the country at the moment are full. So we have so many animals arriving here every day. We're completely full to capacity at the moment. So that puts huge pressure on resources, on funding. So we're doing a really strong push this year to bring on new monthly contributors. That is the best way that people can have real impact by supporting what goes on here. We rehome about 2,500 animals per year, mainly made up of dogs and cats and horses. And then we have guinea pigs, we have rabbits, we have ferrets, we have reptiles. So it's not just cats and dogs. We're open 6 days a week, 12 to 4, Tuesday to Sunday. So you can come up and visit. We have a lovely perimeter walk. Pet owners can bring their dogs up, grab a coffee from the coffee shop, do the walk, meet the animals that are looking for homes. And that's the best way if you are thinking about bringing a pet into your life. We always advise people, take your time. Mm. There's so many dogs being abandoned and cats at the moment because people just will not be responsible pet owners and look after them. Despite times might be tough and we all come up against obstacles, but you need to plough through all that and find a way and don't give up on them.
The website for donations, if somebody does want to...
Just jump on dspca.ie and click on that lovely big orange donate button.
Look, Suzanne, thanks very much for allowing me mind riding for the past while.
And I hope you enjoyed the whole experience. I know it's been bittersweet today when you were back.
Yeah,
it has been. But no, we're so grateful for you to do that.
So So here's what I want to do, right? This is what I want to do. I want to find Riley her forever home today. That's what I want to do.
Dara Quilty, playing the music you love.
That is Blue, playing the music you love. This is Today FM. I'm Dara Quilty, in and on for Pamela Joyce today. Happy lunchtime. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. Welcome to Ireland, President 46, Joe Biden. I like it. We're happy to have you here in the country and introducing a radio original segment that I came up with 5 minutes ago. It's very original. It's called Riding with Biden. And essentially what I'm looking for is a suggestion. If you, for some reason, if they picked you to go sit in the back of the beast, that's what they call his big fancy car, isn't it? Just go with me on the scenario. You win the competition. You're like the mascot that walks out into the Aviva Stadium in Dublin holding Johnny Sexton's hand, except for it's you and President Joe Biden. And you get into the back of that limousine and he hands you the auxiliary cable that they have, because they don't have Bluetooth in there, in the beast, because of the bulletproof. It's because of the bulletproof and the bombproof thing. They don't have the Bluetooth. And Joe listens to his music off of the auxiliary cable. So you sit down with President Joe Biden and he says, hey kid, he says, play me a song. Play me a song that represents the Irish people. And you go, oh yeah, class. I'm gonna, oh class, Joe. This is your fella, he's a DJ, Joe. It's class. You know? Yeah, 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 yeah. And he likes this one, you know? He likes this one. I'm looking for a song that you think like that, but not Maniac 2000 because it's too obvious. I'm looking for the song that you would play Riding with Biden, but you only have 4 minutes or so. Do you know what I mean? Because they kick you out of it. If there's one song that you think is a reflection of modern Ireland, is it Nathan Carter, Wagon Wheel? Is that it? I don't think it's this. Skip in there, fatty. So nice. I don't think it's this. And the reason I'm playing these songs is to rule it out. I'm officially ruling out Wagon Wheel and I'm officially ruling out Maniac 2000 because I feel they're very obvious suggestions for Riding with Biden. So many great texts on this. I'm so happy. Thank you.
Hello.
Dino!
What's the crack?
Dara Quilty in for Pamela Joyce. Not as attractive, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. It's cool, though. It's cool,
isn't it? It's cool, man. Me and you, we're all right.
Absolutely.
For some reason, Dino, I don't know why this has happened. I have no idea, but you're in the back of the beast. You're sitting beside Joe Biden, and he hands you over the auxiliary cord so you can plug in your iPod into the limousine there.
Yes.
On behalf of the people of Ireland,
yes,
you get to play us a song to Joe Biden. Dino, talk to me.
You can't beat a bit of Uncle Joe, right? Or sorry, Cousin Joe. With me, oh my, that guy, you know, the fella from Mullingar. Good looking women for all the good looking women of Ireland, you know?
Come on!
He'd be driving it like you stole it, huh?
Everybody!
Me, oh my, you make me sigh, you're such a good looking woman.
I love that. I love it.
People stare. You know, it fills my heart.
What do you reckon?
For some reason. For some reason.
Go ahead.
For some reason, Dino. I can see the beast, you know, making its way from Belfast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Down the M1.
Hopping off the ground, I know, yeah.
To make his way then from Dublin through the Midlands down to Mayo. That's where he's going. Isn't he going to his home there?
Oh, he's going to, well, I think he's going to Mayo anyway. But sure, come here, he'd be going inside, won't he? He'd be hopping up and down the road.
I can see him listening to this with the windows down. I can see it.
He can't put the windows down. To be vibrating from Joe belting out the baby from greatest, you know?
Go on. Thanks for having Today FM on. We'll see you later.
Go on, you legend. Talk to you later.
Bye, 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 bye.